Good morning, everybody. Hey, so really great assignments came in this last week on chapter 32, Arrogance is Stupid. Maybe it's because every one of us can completely relate to that. But I also want to make a distinction between ignorance and arrogance. I think many of us, we got into trouble through ignorance, but ignorance can turn into arrogance when we decide that our ignorance of doing things correctly becomes arrogance of, well, I think I know better now. I heard the right way to do things, but now I've decided that stupid is the right way to do it. Well, then that's the arrogance. That's where the arrogance steps in. Because ignorance is, I've never heard the term critical profit report. Ignorance is, I never heard produce, deliver, collect. Ignorance is, I never heard listen, identify, redirect. So we're learning, and we're students, and you got to understand, you got to learn. Arrogance comes in when we decide, ha, I got it from here. This is all stupid nonsense. I don't need any of this. I'm out of trouble. I'm just going to go back to doing things my way. And I know I sent Jax's assignment out. If you read it, it talks about somebody who decided, I got it from here. She knows personally. And I think we all have had experience with people who say, I got it from here. And that's the arrogance of stupid. When we start thinking, I got it from here. And really, who are you saying that to? Are we saying that to God? God, I got it from here. I don't need your help anymore. Thanks for getting me out of trouble, but I think I'm going to do things, go back to doing things my way. Anyway, so I just want to make that distinction between ignorance and now you know, and don't allow your ign and now that you're learning, don't allow that to turn into arrogance. Anyway, because that's, I think, an important distinction. Before you have information, and now that you do have information, and as today we go into the blessing of creativity, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to listen, to learn, and Lord, even be redirected today. Redirected to set aside our arrogance to thinking we got it, or even to think, well, this is a smorgasbord and a menu, and I can choose from the menu what I want to work on and what I don't. And Lord, that's not a good place to be either. But may we be all in for Jesus Christ, all in to see what you can do, all in for living correctly and following the list and being yielded and following your direction in our lives. We thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. We commit this time to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So I hope everybody could see how 32 and 33 go together. it's, yeah, what can we do for God? In our arrogance, we can come up with all kinds of crazy ideas. We can come up with all kinds of things. But if we're allowing ourselves to just be conformed to the image of Christ through the power of His Holy Spirit, stick to His word, stick close to Him, stick close to the blessings, arrogance and stupid get set to the wayside, and correctness and right living, is right in front of us, there for the taking. And then we have good ideas that are in conformance. Why? Because they're tested. I think it also says they're test every spirit, test them. So we can test our ideas with the word, through prayer, through those the Lord's put around us, so we can quickly put aside the crazy ideas that sometimes a crazy idea is a good idea, but we got to know it's from God. And then the crazy ideas that are just foolishness can get quickly set aside. Let's pray as we get into the rest of our day. Lord, we just thank you for the time this morning. We thank you for the blessing of creativity. Truly, Lord, we are creative beings created in Christ Jesus for good works and to do those things that give you glory, bring glory and honor to God. So we pray as we go into our day that, Lord, that would be on the forefront of our thought as we have a list of things to do. We have customers to talk to. We got employees to direct. We have families to lead. We got so much going on. And so as we go into each thing that's on our list today, may that be, Lord, really on the forefront of our mind to be doing everything in conformance with you, aligned with you, Lord, to give you glory and honor. And Lord, to see, Lord, you know, we're going to come across some situation today where we need a creative way to work through maybe a situation, a problem. And thank you, we can lean on you for clear direction. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.